Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. That's 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. As we're taking your phone calls and right out of the chute, let's go to a call. Hello, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's right. It is a catchphrase. Hey, f*** you, Rob.
He doesn't understand. That punishes me, not Rob.
No, it punishes me, I think.
We've got more calls, Mike.
Okay, let's take another phone call on Wide Open Wednesday. If we don't take them like right at the beginning of the show, we'll forget. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio. Hello.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe your phone. My God, that's terrible. Rob, calm down.
Hey,
don't be upset.
I've got my dander up because someone came at me. All right?
Don't go against everyone now.
No, the world is my enemy today.
Go ahead, Rob. You talk to him. I'm done.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing really great. I'm calling you from Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Oh, well, you get a free pass. You get a free pass on the bad phone that you're calling from Turkey. Istanbul, Turkey. What time is it in Istanbul now?
It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is fantastic. This is fantastic. We're getting a call from a very obscure part of the world.
I
love this.
It's an international call.
This is better than, like, London or Ireland or Paris. This is Istanbul. Isn't it almost time for the call to prayer?
Yes, it is, and we are in the middle of Ramadan, so many people are fasting until about 8:45 tonight.
Well, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Aaron, and guys, I've been listening to you as I've been traveling all over the world, and you guys just do a great job, and I'm just so thrilled that this worked. I didn't think I'd be able to get through.
Oh man, Ryan, is it Ryan? Guys, is that what he said his name is?
Ryan, correct?
Aaron.
Okay, Aaron, so you're a world traveler. Are you over there for business or pleasure?
I am teaching English, but I'm coming home for the 4th of July.
Oh, that's great.
Now, unfortunately, when I think of Istanbul, Turkey, I only have one frame of reference. So, Aaron, I have to give you this piece of advice. When you come back to visit family in the United States, please, whatever you do, no matter who talks to you, do not strap hashish to your body before you get on the plane, because if you do, you will go to a terrible prison.
That's right.
Yes, I know. I know. We know all about that. Yes, we Americans here, we try to be very well behaved and put on a good face for as ambassadors for America.
Well, stay safe. Stay safe over there, and enjoy your time in Turkey. And thank you very much for the longest distance international call that we've received yet on Wide Open Wednesday. Thank you, Aaron, and God bless.
Thanks, Aaron.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
We've got another call, Mike.
Okay, let's take another call on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. Hello, Wide Open Wednesday. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, is this the station that plays the best music from the 80s, 90s, and today?
It's actually 70s, 80s, and 90s,
isn't it? I blew it.
It's the 70s. And by the way, we welcome the calls from everyone on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. We appreciate that. And they've actually said that we're going to have a promo, so when we are recording our show and taking calls on Wednesday, they'll actually broadcast our phone number on the way
exactly.
on the way,
yeah.
Which is, I think, a pretty cool thing. By the way, the people down in Ocean City at 97.1 The Wave are really, really with it, and they get it, and they've been very supportive of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're enjoying our association this summer with them, and we hope it lasts for a good long time. So what can we do for you, sir?
Well, first, of all, can I just say hello to all of our listeners on the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
You know, we've been ignoring them.
Oh,
our
yeah.
other affiliate, KCJJ in Iowa, from Ocean City to Iowa. The Mike O'Mara Show being heard all over the nation,
and
ladies
Turkey.
And gentlemen. and Turkey, and Istanbul, Turkey. It's
Istanbul.
Very, very exciting.
Mike, this is your old buddy Alan Wetzel calling.
Hey, Alan Wetzel! Oh, my God, from American University. Alan Wetzel, noted Philadelphia Philly fan and wonderful conversation recounter on his Facebook page. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. I don't get a chance to use my radio voice, so, you know, I just figured that this was an opportunity to say hi to our friends. And everybody who wants to call in on 1-888-920-MORE.
Alan, you've been out of the business for a while, and it's nice that you can take this. I think it was all the way back at 61 WAMU where we prowled the hallways there. And you had a show. What was your show that you had on WAMU?
My show was called, before I went punk, I had like the Cosmic Show or something like that. Cosmic Al or something like that.
Cosmic Al.
Afterwards, I forget. It was like 12 to 3 in the morning. And I loved doing it, but I forget what it was called at this point.
And I remember you and Neil Augenstein, who's now a reporter for the 9 foot tall Neil Augenstein, who is now a reporter for WTOP in Washington, D.C. You guys were probably the biggest punk rockers that we had at the radio station, right?
Well, I was more of like a kind of a faux punk rocker because he was the real deal. He hung out with Bad Brains, like his video project was a music video with Bad Brains and some of the we hung out with Henry Rollins and people like
super
that.
Super punk.
Well, still back
probably
then,
is, yeah.
Did he still have his distinctive voice back then?
Yeah. You know, I was working with somebody and I had like an American University mug and he said, "Oh, you went to American University?" And he says, "I lived in Washington, D.C. for 10 years. And then out of the blue, he says, "You know, my favorite guy on the radio was that Neil Augenstein. He doesn't have a radio voice, but I love him."
Neil, one in a million. Well, Alan, keep bringing the funny, one of the funniest people online, and actually very funny when I was back at AU. And I love the fact that we maintain contact over social networking now. And keep doing what you're doing, all right, Alan?
All right, Mike, one more thing real quick. If you don't make it through your hip operation, can I go to the golf match with your wife?
Wow. Yeah. You know, we'll talk about it, Alan. Get to hang up the phone on that guy, son of a bitch. All right. Yes. You know, I think about it all the time as to whether I will survive or not. So, that's pretty good wide open
that's
Wednesday.
That's huge.
Excellent. I mean,
right?
We had an old friend. We talked to an old countryman from across the seas. And
something borrowed, something new, something blue.
And someone ruined my day. That's a little bit of everything.
That's a great way to start the show, Rob. Rock and roll. Absolutely.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Teach, teach, teach. All right, look, here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
It means you're an alcoholic.
Wrong.
You wouldn't come to work hungover unless you're an alcoholic. Dude, you got a disease.
What's your name?
Freddie Jones.
Freddie Jones. Shut up. The point is, y'all can just chill today. We'll start on this crapola tomorrow. Yes, Tinkerbell.
Summer, as class factotum, first I'd like to just say, welcome to Horse Green.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions about our schedule? Because usually now Miss Dunham teaches vocabulary, then gives us a pop quiz. Then she'll split us up into our reading groups. Track B is reading
charts. Okay, hey. Miss Dumbbum ain't your teacher today? I am. And I got a headache and the runs. So I say, time for recess.
But Mr. S, that poster charts everyone's performance. We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class. How do we get gold stars if we just have recess?
What are these black dots here?
Demerits.
What kind of a sick school is this?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Based on Rob's clip, I should tell you there, you know, when you have headphones on for over 30 years, there are two things that I have difficulty doing. Hearing in a restaurant
unless a kid talks on a movie like that,
oh,
that
kids.
Actually cannot be understood.
Kids.
Well, no, that the, a kid that's bad at it, like that girl who was featured in the scene because I'm sure her mother was connected to the studio.
Tinkerbell.
And actually was a Tinkerbell was unable to really just express her lines. But I'm sure it looked better on film than it heard, you know, than we heard it on the radio. We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show, an internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We have taken three phone calls, which means we are under no obligation whatsoever to take any more for the rest of the
show.
We
have served our audience well.
Very, very happy. And, you know, we thought we would train people, but to be honest with you, I love that number of calls. That, to me, satisfies my craving. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, and if I could beg that gentleman who called at the beginning of the show never to do that again. Never, ever. Please.
Stop it.
Whatever
yes,
you
the guy
do,
that
don't
says, F
ever
you, Rob,
do that again.
It's not funny. It's not
you
mature.
Two, stop it. Don't give him the attention he wants.
It disrupts the program.
Mike,
and,
if you were any more of a troll,
Rob.
You'd be living under a bridge.
It
stop
truly
it.
Upsets Rob. Our show today brought to you by Warby Parker. I will tell you something. If you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense, forget about it because Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95. And I will tell you, the quality of frames at Warby Parker, better than any you will ever see. Now, that $95 includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing a frame is convenient and easy with the free home try-on program. They can send you five pairs that you pick on their website. You can try them for 5 days. Just go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your five favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there is no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer, so whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. I was in the Warby Parker store yesterday,
yeah.
And they are beautiful frames, and they're being whisked to me right now, and I will tell you something. There mm-hmm. is one particular frame that I have chosen. By the way, I went to the retail location, so I already got it done. I already ordered the glasses.
Oh, boom, bam,
get.
Done.
I tried them on, and I did it, boom, bam. You're going to be able to, I'm going to try the different frames, and there's one that I would consider, that I was told was rather trendy.
Oh.
And it's what the kids are wearing.
What makes
and
it so, trendy, Mike?
You'll have to wait. You'll have to wait till
okay.
they arrive, and hopefully they'll get here soon. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your five frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. I probably should have brought them back from the retail store to show them to you when I'm doing it, but I'm hoping we have a relationship with Warby Parker for a good long time.
We went actually to the Georgetown store, Oscar and I did, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. It's like look, I don't know. This isn't a slant towards them, but as far as
it's not a what?
No. Behave.
I think it's not a
slam. Behave.
A slam.
That's right.
Follow a slant. Slam. Regardless, I felt like I was walking.
No. It's okay.
Well, because he's the whirling dervish today because he's insulted at the top of the show.
I feel I have calmed and reset. I think I have centered myself and we're ready to proceed.
I know. It's at your expense, and we laugh like children when that happens, and it encourages that man. And I hope to God
don't
that he never
stop
calls
it.
The show.
No,
again.
You see what you're doing? You know exactly what you're doing. You know what that is? That's hateful right there. That's hateful.
If he were to call the show, every Wednesday, that mm-hmm. would be completely inappropriate.
Like, that's right.
The Warby Parker experience was unlike any other experience I've ever had. Such a better experience than I ever had in the past compared to any regular run-of-the-mill optical store. I remember going as a kid, and my parents would always moan and groan about the prices. They could only look at the cheap glasses because they were cheap, and they didn't want to spend any more money. Forget about it. Everything
Forget
looks
about
great.
It.
Yeah. Everything's great, and everything's at the right price point.
Yeah, yep. Beautiful
You're
store to
and,
great people.
Drove over there yesterday to Miami. I'll tell you all about Miami, an amazing radio market. But I wanted to start the show today with a discussion about, I think for years, my whole life on the radio, I've been challenged by trying to pigeonhole the average TMOS listener, the individual that listens to this show,
right.
that, you know, what are they all about? What do they, their likes, their dislikes? And I will tell you that I think that I have failed miserably. I just do what I do. I am blessed to have people that enjoy it with you guys. We do a show that people seem to really like. And trying to figure out what motivates our listeners. I'll tell you what I do know. This is okay. what I do know. I do know our listeners are phenomenally funny. That's
yes.
the first thing. That's the first thing I say.
They get
I
it.
Have been amused by their listeners that have posted things over the years that make me laugh out loud. They get the joke. We that's not just a slug line, but it's the truth that if you're here and you've been here a long time, you kind of get it. You always have, and you do. The second thing, especially with this incarnation, that I've discovered only in the last 6 years or so, is that the listeners are, just even the other day, they're incredibly generous in supporting our show, in supporting our live shows, in doing stuff for us. They're very, very generous, and they really get into that. So in a way, it truly, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to be cliche here,
mm-hmm.
it truly is like an extended family. We are that, the relationship with our listeners is that intimate. Once you get on board with this, we have a lot of fun. And number three, they love to bust our chops just like we like to bust our own chops, and they like that. Outside of that, I just don't know what's going to come on the show that's going to tweak people. I'll tell you this. I know babies are big. I'm not having any more, but I know they really got into it when I was having a kid. They loved that. But that's probably
so
like a lot of
radio shows. Worked.
The plan, yes, my divine plan to have a child just to boost ratings for the show.
Just
really
one
was
more. One more boost.
Just one.
Because,
no,
you know, Oscar
anymore.
Can't do it. He's too filled with hate.
And then every now and then I'll be just totally surprised at the groundswell of people that come out of the woodwork to share their thoughts with me. Yesterday I had a discussion about my butt.
Yes.
And by the way, last night on the fan page, I took the opportunity to go Facebook Live again to
tease
the show, which Oscar probably going to be a semi-regular occurrence.
I love it.
But I'll probably be doing it on my page.
I love it. Makes more sense.
Where mm-hmm. there are more folks to reach, and I'll do it that way.
You've blocked so many.
Yeah. What needs to be done?
I unblocked three at the request of my wife and Trip.
Three's throwing a brick in the ocean.
I know, but I mean, I'm unblocking people, but I also know in the case of certain individuals, I will not mention names, that when I unblock somebody on Facebook and then suddenly their posts are available to me, it makes total sense. I have horrible flashbacks.
That's why you should just go Michael Mara Show page or the fan page.
Or you know what you can do, Mike?
Yeah, you're
right. You can post it on your page, and you know that listeners will share it to the other locations.
Well, so I'll post it on my page the next time I do that live thing. I don't know. I don't want to get happy with it, though, when I'm giving my little live promo chats for the show. I don't think it would be. Would it behoove me to do it every night? I could do it every night.
The more content, the better, Mike.
Sure.
You and Angie Goff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I should have a computer right now as I'm taping the show and just
you won't go live right now. You won't go live right now.
Well, Oscar, some would say he's already gone live 17 minutes ago.
No, he won't go live on his page.
Oh, you mean Facebook?
Yeah.
Live. Yeah.
Ah.
That we've done that before.
Now we've got multiple channels.
That's right.
Now we know what we're doing. I'm on Snapchat, Mike.
We're on NBC and Bravo.
Oscar
NBC
Santana.
This is very good.
You're on the Snapchat?
I joined years ago to get my name, and then I had an epiphany as I sat here.
It was like throwing a brick in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. It don't happen all the time. And I said, wait a second. I can't believe that I'm not actually actively using the Snapchat thing.
Yeah, and so you're on it?
Yeah,
I went post pictures of your house.
Time had an article, An Adult's Guide to Snapchat.
Yeah, what's the icon that
I broke that?
It's got like concentric circles.
All right,
I believe
the lines are locked while you go live.
All right, hold on just a second.
Did that to say we've got calls?
Yes.
All right, shall we take a call then?
Wait a minute. I can only do certain things.
Mike, we'll take the call while you do that.
Hi, everybody. Yes, we're doing the Mike O'Mara Show right now, and we are live
flipping a switch
on Facebook as we do the
show. Give out the phone number, Mike.
This is, here's our phone number right now. It's 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And let's take a phone call, shall we, on the Mike O'Mara Show. You're not going to be able to hear this on the live show, and I'm not either because it's a dial tone, but how about this next one? Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show right now. Hello.
Hi, this is Justin. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Justin. Where are you calling from, Justin?
Oh, same place I always am in my truck, UPS.
Oh, it's UPS Justin. Yeah,
UPS
third time.
Hi, UPS Justin. You called last week, right?
I did. How are you guys doing? Anything?
We're doing great, but you got plenty of time last week. We're not gonna get into that.
Oh, Justin,
thank you very much.
Next week.
I appreciate that. Next week, Justin. Call us next week. Thank you very much. Do we have another one, Oscar?
Mike, they're all gone.
They're all gone. Okay, well, that's it. So that's why we thought we'd do that.
No one's calling.
Horrible. Very, very exciting.
Mike,
a lot
I'll
of people
say this. Mike, you don't even have to.
Hi, Gain. Hi, Gain Foster. How
Gain
are you?
Foster?
A voice,
yeah,
from the
Gain,
past.
Voice from the past.
From the
He's
past.
On
Ugly
lots
Chair
of
Productions.
We're
Good
getting
guy.
Lots of thumbs up right now. And yeah, we're doing this show right now.
Could you
yes.
just do the show and then talk to us and they can just follow along? Do you have to look at that screen? Because.
No, I can do whatever you want.
You know what
to
I
do.
Feel like? Remember the text machine at WJFK?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's happened just now.
Yeah.
Where Mike would have a show for the text machine, and then he'd get really pissed off when someone said something horrible, and then I'd say, "You're doing a radio show!"
Oh, we don't like that angle. We like this angle. All right.
Mike, we've got another call.
Okay, let's take another call here. 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
F you, Rob.
No, see, that's not funny anymore. That's not funny.
Mike.
Rob, I'm with you on that one. That's not.
First of all,
your brother thinks it's funny, but I don't think it's
funny. It's a different caller. They're multiplying. It's a different number.
If you're going to do it, it's not funny if you don't say the word. You know what? As much as I hate being insulted, let me pull the comment curtain back.
Is the number next to the live, is that how I know people that are paying attention to this right now?
I believe so, yes. How many does it say?
144 people.
You got 144 people watching.
That's strong. Mike, why don't you put your screen up to our screen so we can see what you're seeing right now?
He has more people than Ustream.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to cancel that account.
Oh, wait, I'll do it this way. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, you're going to turn it around.
Oh, look at that. The future is here.
All right, boys.
Back to the radio show.
Let's see your shot,
back to the radio show. 888-920-MORE. Please give us a call right now, and we'll take a call. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Nick. Happy Father's Day.
Well,
Hi,
it's not quite Father's
Nick.
Day yet. Nick, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina.
And how are things in Durham? What can we do for you?
Things are balmy. Well, I need a little advice. This is, in a way, my first Father's Day. My wife is due in about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't narrowed a name down yet. So I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions.
It's a boy? You're going to have a little boy?
It's a boy. Yep.
All right, I have a name that I love, and you know, I'm done having children. So, to the best of my knowledge, so the name that I would suggest for you, sir, would be Sea Spray. Sea Spray.
Okay.
Sea Spray. Or I've got another one that you could. Velveeta is that's Pretty. The girl's name. That's not.
Well,
that's
really,
not
it's asexual. I think it goes both ways.
I've always been fond of Thor.
That is nice.
Thor.
Do you like Thor? All right. For boys' names, let me get my book out. Sea Spray, Thor.
Mike, how long have you been carrying this book of names?
I love these names.
I know
names
you do.
I wouldn't use, but for listeners. Sea Spray, Thor, Stick, Tartar,
and Velveeta,
and Melon.
Okay.
And that's STIK.
STI, yeah. Well, you can do it to be, if you want to be hip, it's STIK.
Because I thought that's the Norwegian spelling.
Or you can go with the ye olde English spelling, STICKE.
But then you run the risk of being called sticky.
You'd get some third grade teacher that would say, is sticky?
How about
that one word? I'm going off Facebook.
Nick.
I'm going off Facebook Live now because my numbers are going down. There, I finished it. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm done.
I killed you.
Nick, white man, black man, what's your heritage? Your race.
I used to think it was Native American, but I'm just plain white.
Okay, what about Jamarcus?
Jamarcus is
DeMarcus?
Wonderful.
Is a good name.
If you really want to get ethnic, that's a lot of, you know, I've always liked.
Well,
Victor.
he would flip the script. It's like naming your white kid Jose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that's pretty big these
I'm
days.
I'm trying to pitch that to my wife. I want like Antonio or something like that.
See,
you know, one
Antonio Antonio would walk into class and looking for a little brown kid, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's this white kid. They're like, whoa.
One of my children's teachers' name is James, but. They spell it backwards. His name is Samaj. Do you have any names you could spell backwards?
Welcome to Leesburg.
Like, for example, Samaj. If you like the name Robert, you could call the child Trebor.
That's
not backwards, but just before.
What's that?
Wow.
Rob backwards would be bore.
Yep. And you're getting at something.
Oh, my.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Get off of the phone. Wow. That's pretty good. I'm
love the listener. Hate the caller. How much we pay for that phone system?
What did you do to these people that they hate you so much?
I don't know.
How about Cuff? What's that backwards? Cuff. Hi, Cuff. There's little Cuff. Cuff of the mountain. Cuff of the mountain
baby
today.
Cuff. That's very exciting.
Yeah. Little baby cuff. I didn't even get to the number one reason our listeners have been supporting me over
you
the last...
You didn't get there.
No.
Let's take a break. Okay. And I will come back, ladies and gentlemen, and discuss what makes our listeners come out of the woodwork. And, you know, I'm a little distracted today with all this Facebook Live stuff.
Sure.
Am I still... Oh, I didn't finish it yet.
Well, Mike, you can't do it without your sign off.
All right. So long, everybody. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
It's very simple.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Our last show is over an hour long.
Was it really?
Yes. If you really listen, it sounds like two people are just catching up, because we are.
I'm just confused as to who got more distracted during that last section, me or Rob. I'm still looking. Apparently, I put this up on my own page
yes.
on Facebook when we
right.
were, and it's the most viewed one that I've ever put up. I've only like put up one, so that's not that big. 329 people.
That's
took
strong.
A peek at that
that's really
brief,
strong.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. It was just an hour ago. I was gently shaving my wonderful face with my Harry's. That's before I went into the rest of my routine. This Father's Day, Harry's has you covered. While supplies last, Harry's has a special limited edition shave set just for Father's Day. And by the way, shave set is one of my favorite things to say in the whole wide world.
I bet.
The limited edition Father's Day set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, my favorite, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $40. Plus, you can customize it, and it comes in a sleek, giftable box, no gift wrap required. Harry's shaving gel, or Harry's shaving, I should say, it starts as low as $15. That's the whole set, not just the gel. So there's something for everybody at Harry's.com. We're talking five German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, lubricating strip, at half the price of the leading brand, 100% guaranteed. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Harry's.com right now for a special offer just for our listeners. Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. Don't wait. That's Harry's, HARRYS.com, and enter code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off. Get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day. It's a great gift at Harry's.com. You're talking about gifts for Father's Day, and that's one of the best. So I get so distracted with everything going on here today, and I'll get better at that.
Right.
We'll have a way where we can incorporate all of it. You know, as we take technology
plates to spin. Yeah.
As we take technology that's been around for 7 years and just catch up and start to do it.
No, but so, Facebook Live only started about a month ago. Because remember,
really?
Right after it started, we did it on the bonus show. Remember?
3 months ago.
That was, whenever it was, right when it started, we debuted it on the bonus.
You guys got it before I did.
Yeah.
And
why
you went
am I,
live.
Why am I still looking at a live video? What the hell is going on?
Is it replaying or are you live?
I'm not sure what's
be.
Happening.
It
I don't know how to control it, for God's sake.
Just close your Facebook
app.
Yeah.
Right, you're gonna be your whole day will be live on the stream right. as you're mm-hmm. walking around your house, right, hanging it. Out with your kids.
Here's live footage of Mike's pocket.
Oh, my God. I have so many open windows. No wonder my battery has been depleted so long. I don't know what I'm doing. So
don't you close your windows as you go?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm manic about it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You gotta shut down.
Well, I don't, okay?
Oh, well.
I'm extremely busy. You know what I mean?
I understand.
I got a lot of things going on. The thing is, and wait, I want to just say, because you know what I also don't do? I usually don't have my phone on Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi's off. How about that? I did that
yeah.
right. I did that right
big
today,
win,
didn't I?
Big win.
All right. So yesterday on the show, I was talking about my ass.
Yes.
And I was talking about the humidity, and I was talking about everything. Well, people came out of the woodwork, and I just want to say thank you. thank you, thank you. But after the fourth or fifth one, it just got, everybody's got a little theory about, you know, ass moisture and what they can do. So with the powders, the salves, the ointments, the balms, all the different things that were recommended, I'll get back to you. And I will let you know what's so. I should say that between me talking about this yesterday and today, the real problem for me was over the weekend. I am not experiencing any real issue currently. This was just something that I thought I would share because when things get humid down here, it tends to be like that. And I don't want to mention any names, but it was just I got more women than men that
nice.
Were helping me.
Which
was, no, it's not nice.
It
I don't,
is. They want to help
felt,
you.
I felt embarrassed.
But are you surprised?
Felt embarrassed, Rob.
Are you
very
surprised that an issue experienced in that region would be a hot button among our listenership?
I was surprised.
Really?
I was surprised. Yeah, simply because, but this is once again getting back to the generosity of our listening audience and how they care. They truly care. And, you know, look what they, I had a small thing that I was talking about the Masters Golf Tournament about a few months ago.
Right.
And they look what they did for me. Well, now
the High
I
Sparrow came through.
Yeah.
The High Sparrow did a very, very
ooh,
nice
and Augusta,
job.
You're going to want to bring yeah. powder there.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, my wife, who loves the High Sparrow, was the one who said to me, why are you going live on the fan page when you should go live on your own page? You know, and then right after that, Stephen Douglas McIntyre wrote, we've created a monster. So the High Sparrow, no, he wields his power
yeah.
and he knows his power.
And he runs Cersei, which would be
and
your
he
wife.
He runs Cersei. He does. He controls Cersei. Oh, my God. There's another one. He controls Cersei. Mm. Right after Carla had to walk naked through Cocoonville with people throwing mud at her. It was horrible.
Mm. Now, why didn't you
it
put
was
that on Facebook
horrible.
Live? That would have been something to watch.
What's that?
You should have put that on Facebook Live.
Hey, can I just say one thing? And, okay, spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Sunday night's episode of Game of Thrones, I'm going to talk about something that was very satisfying. Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't know any of the characters' names, so I will only identify them by description, all right?
Please.
So there's this girl, this young girl, and she gets trapped in a city and gets picked up by this weird guy who takes her to this giant pyramid where there are all these clown faces in this big giant stack where they've been peeled off the bit. They're not clown faces. They're
it's the
faces
many-face god.
The many-face, what
and
is it?
The many-face god, and it's Arya.
Oh, right, exactly. So all these faces are like in a shop window. And what are you doing, Pony?
Nothing at all.
What are you doing? Tell me what
nothing
you're doing. What is it?
There's a character that looks like Rob on Game of Thrones.
Oh, he must be the romantic lead.
Oh, wait,
yes,
wait.
Yes,
gotta
it
get
definitely
his name.
Is. It,
wait. We're going to get all Game of Thrones names now.
Okay.
We have to.
Can
okay,
you
so you got to tell,
yeah,
you gotta tell me what's his name. What's
his name? I want to say Friar Tuck.
Rob has had a bad day so far, and this is not going to make his day.
No, I'm sure, Mike, as a rule, anytime I have been compared to a celebrity, and you know you've gone through it as well, it's always flattering. And I love about every other week when someone says, God, he sure looks like Kingpin.
Okay, Pony, you have to share with him, because I can't even mm-hmm. see it, but I know the picture you're showing.
Can I just see it?
I believe his name right. is Varys. He's
Varys.
The eunuch. He's the eunuch.
He's the eunuch, but he's a political operator.
That makes it better?
No.
You show me some morbidly obese bald guy that's a eunuch, and you say, oh, yes, but he's highly regarded by others.
Can we get the name straight, Pony, on what his name? Is it Varys?
Varys.
Is it
Varys?
Varys.
So correct. I just wanted to give
how
Game of Thrones.
V-A-R-Y-S.
Yeah, okay, V-A-Y-S.
With two S's.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill him. Let's kill him.
Who would Oscar would be the guy, that the bordello owner?
Yeah, Littlefinger.
Right? Oh, I'd love to be Littlefinger.
You'd be Littlefinger. Yeah. You'd be Littlefinger.
Buy, sell.
You know who I'd love to be? I would love to be the guy with the burned head.
Oh, no, it's too violent, Mike, and that guy's in shape.
That's who I want to be, though. I want to be that way, you know. Can I gut him? Can I gut him? So the little girl... just gets the crap kicked out of her when she hooks up with these people. And the hippie that runs the pyramid with the faces in it.
The many-faced god.
The many-faced god. Is he a god?
Face!
The hippie that runs the face museum in the pyramid.
That's exactly what it is.
He's got this amazingly nasty henchwoman, this other girl who just likes beating people up.
His sister. And,
It's his sister.
Yeah.
Okay. So the sister of the Museum of Faces curator.
He's a curator, Mike. Yeah. Museum keeper.
Right next
goes
to the museum.
And kicks the crap out of the girl.
Aria.
Aria. Aria, like, is it spelled like
the,
like,
like the casino, A-R-I-A.
Aria. Oh, yeah. Like opera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that your circle of reference, Mike, is classical music, and Oscar's, you know, like the Amazing Casino.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Aria Stark.
Aria. A great aria. A great.
Loose slot machines there.
So Aria gets gets her ass kicked, and just, it's horrible, and then they're trying to train her to be some sort of agent for the
girl
the face
with no
museum.
Name.
The girl with no name. And so eventually... Aria gets her vision back and goes out into the world, but they want her to kill somebody, and she doesn't kill him, so they send the nasty girl out to kill her. And the nasty girl gets to kill people because she can change her appearance, and she appears to be an old lady. And she
does
comes
this have
up
to
on,
do with the Face Museum? Did
yes.
she get this power from
she
this guy?
She lives in the Face Museum. Yeah. That's where she hangs out.
Okay, well, I didn't know she could change her
face. She stays at the Luxor, where they have all the faces.
Right.
On the she stays
that
at the Luxor.
That competes with the over at the
it's an MGM brand.
The Venetian, which has the Wax Museum.
That well,
the Luxor.
No,
has
the Luxor.
The, face museum.
The Luxor is where they have the faces. Face. And the girl that changes her look and kills people is kind of a host.
Yeah.
She's like a
host. Hostess. Mm-hmm.
A pit boss.
But she can change her look, and that's how she sneaks up on Aria and then almost kills her, but Aria gets away. And then once again, she finds Aria after Aria's recovered completely because she got helped by the lady that runs the theatrical troupe that included the lady with the great breasts.
Right.
Yeah. At the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, Oscar, there was a little fact about the girl with the great breast. Did you catch it in last week's episode?
Oh, that she slashed her face. Yeah.
Oscar.
I heard that.
Oscar and I have a slight bond on this tiny little thread.
Is
of
that
going to
kick her out of the Face Museum? Is she not eligible
no,
now that
her face has
been
we're not going to see those cans anymore.
Well,
I literally thought when
she said, I took care of her face, I knew that moment. If Oscar was watching that the way I was, we kind of just went... Oh, no.
Shannon's like, what happened? I was like, don't worry about it, babe.
No boobs. So, the greatest part, though, but my favorite part of the season, she's being chased by this lady. She's being chased. Now, part of the time that this host from the Game of Faces was chasing Aria from the Luxor Hotel, Aria was blind for most of that time. And the casino host from the Face Museum would come out and just kick the crap out of her while she was blind.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a training exercise, but what it did was it allowed Aria to fight in pitch black. And so as this lady is chasing her, she finally goes to a back alley, sneaks into a room where there's just no windows and a lit candle.
Ah.
And she shuts the door and comes in, and Aria's standing there, and the thing that Aria does is Aria cuts the candle in half, and the room is completely dark. And that was the way she got the girl from the house.
I thought it was brilliant. A brilliant show, a lot of fun. And I said, that's how she wins.
Yes.
She can fight in the dark.
She can fight
if
in the dark.
By the way,
pass me my magic cloak, kid.
To all of our listeners, I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, for those of you that do not watch Game of Thrones, my sincere apologies. That was probably some of the worst radio you have ever heard in your life. That was probably disgusting.
I think it's fine because you drew parallels with Las Vegas, so people were able to follow it. And as soon as I get a group on, I'm taking the whole family to the Museum of Faces.
All right. So I have not gotten my character yet, and we're going to do that. So we've got...
Could he be Peter Dinklage? What's his character's name?
No, he's a little man.
You could be a little man, but I think... And
well,
if we're going by height, he's a heavy drinker.
It has to be Adrian, because I always forget how short Adrian is.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian's really short, so he could be Peter Dinklage.
Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, I was going to say Tyrion.
He's got to be a little smoother. Adrian does too many drugs.
I need to be older. I want to be Sandor. I want to be the guy with the burned head, but I don't have to be. So
I think that, Mike, you might have been Arya's father. He lost his head, literally.
I need to be alive. I need to be alive.
What about Robert, the other king? You remember the first
king?
By
the way, yours is Peter Baelish. Littlefinger is Peter Baelish.
Oh, he's operating.
Are you saying that I would have been Edward Stark?
Yeah.
That you're saying?
Yeah.
That, God bless you. That is one of the nicest things
white
you have
man,
ever...
Yes. Older.
Yes, that is what I was saying.
Let me see. I'm moving along here. All right, you're Lord Varys, Rob.
Oh, I'm a Lord. Varys. That's nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. A Lord with no testicles. Thank you.
Or penis. See.
Mac, I've got Mac would be Theon Greyjoy. Mac would be Greyjoy. He has to be. He would have to be.
I think you should make Mac be the girl with the great cans.
Do you think I could be? Could I be Jaime Lannister? Could I be Jaime Lannister right now? No,
too good looking.
Good looking. Yeah. Thank you.
Were there people named Jaime back then?
Oh, apparently there was.
I don't know.
And they always pay their debts.
I'll be Samuel Tardy. Tarly.
Oscar would be Tardy.
From the Wall.
Just because he's fat, I'm not going to be that kid. That's not the...
Yeah,
so
but
anyway.
He's showing them, and he comes from a wealthy family, Mike.
I know. I have to be somebody, and I don't think there's a character that's appropriate for me right now. You know, unless you wanted to make Carla into Khaleesi, and I would be Jorah Mormont, the man that's turning to stone.
Oh, yeah, but he's skinny.
But I want to be more in charge.
Hey, let's talk about this. That is sort of a parallel between turning into stone and getting your fake hip.
Yes.
It's sort of, we can draw some sort of dramatic parallel there.
Once you get your new hip, because there'll be so many more options.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, once again, why I'm similar to that Lannister guy with the one hand. You know, I'm being rebuilt. Just a thought. Kind of the guy that I identify with. Sorry, that's the way
You're
I look at it.
You're sleeping with your sister?
Oh, I don't want to go there. No, thank you.
Oh,
no.
Taboo.
No. Oh, man.
Kathy would hate that.
She would truly hate that. Hey, did you hear that? Kathy just threw up in her mouth. We're going to take a break. Sorry, Game of Thrones non-fans. That's our little moment for that. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we all know sleep is important, and I will tell you what I've been telling you for a very long time, that I have a lot of products that I have sworn by over the years, but there's nothing that touches the Sleep Number bed that I sleep on every single night. You want to know how to make your sleep great? Do you want to know that? Go to a Sleep Number store. That's the only place where you're going to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. I slept on many different beds my entire life, and I will tell you, once I got my Sleep Number, everything changed. I never looked back. Carla and I have never slept better. That is the truth. You have to try a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ. If you have any issues with your bed whatsoever, if you have back pain, if you're restless at night, the Sleep Number bed lets you choose your firmness, and it does make a difference. Whether you're somebody that likes a super firm mattress like I do, or you want to have a really soft feather bed experience, Sleep Number has the same thing for you, because you can change the firmness, and it's a perfect bed for couples because you can change the firmness on either side of the bed. With optional Sleep IQ, it even tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust and optimize your slumber. My Sleep Number is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was 95, and I feel great. Remember, you'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0066. Don't forget to moonwalk across the show. Oh, God. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Okay, so, you know, the elephant in the room today is I was awakened as we taped this show today with the news that in the happiest place on earth, Disney, like it has not been an insane, horrible time for the people of Orlando.
Yeah.
At Disney World, off the beach of what I believed was a man-made lake and a man-made beach and a sanitized man-made environment, an alligator grabs a two-year-old kid.
Yep.
And the kid is probably lost. It is so stunning that that this happened and that, you know, you had the singer killed, then you have the mass shooting, then you have this. And for just a moment in time, not only all the families that have experienced loss and the families of this two-year-old, but my heart goes out to law enforcement officials that are probably just completely tapped out already in Orlando.
Oh my God, yeah.
And what they're dealing with. I have been to the Magic Kingdom multiple times. I've done it for family way back in the day when I was a little kid. And I actually went a couple of times for radio broadcasts. I've been all over that property. I looked at where they were showing, and I was stunned that it is that main lake right in the middle, right next to the Grand Floridian. Yes, it's a lake, but have you ever considered anything more sanitized in your life? I was stunned that they would have an alligator.
It is a created environment. Mm-hmm. But what many people are saying is that they are so native to Florida that anytime there is a fresh water, source of fresh water, a gator's going to find its way there.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture of dead alligators that are blocking up some of the sewer lines down here in Fort Myers. You never, ever know. Can I just say this, Oscar, before you jump in here? I wanted to say this, that when we get a gator in our neighborhood here, it's not like they say, oh, this is nice for a conversation piece. Wouldn't it be a great idea to pop a gator in? No. Gators, just especially with heavy rain, with the rainy season, they migrate. They travel.
Sure.
You never know where they're going to end up. It's a wild environment. And, you know, as the father of a two-year-old, I can't begin to imagine what that must have felt like. Go ahead, Oscar. You were going to say
a few things. I've never had the opportunity to stay within the grounds or under a Disney World hotel banner.
Never did a radio broadcast.
Never.
Down there
they just never
like
sent
that?
Us down there. My parents are too cheap when we were young. I asked you before the show where Kissimmee was because that's where I stayed when I went. The one and only time I ever went to Disney
it's
World.
It's the suburb of Orlando where a lot of people stay when they get
out. Red Roof Inn. My parents said it was a great deal. And I just remember driving past the Magic Kingdom signs and kept driving and driving and driving. And I said, I think we passed it.
Kind
Mom.
Of soul crushing, isn't it?
But what I've heard ever since, because I've yearned to stay at a Disney resort and I just won't go without kids because that's just creepy, is that they are first class. They are you are almost transported to a different world with a level of service and safety.
By the way, the hotel. Now, I haven't been to Disney in years and years and years, but I believe this is from our experience when we were doing broadcasts there. They would put the New York stations in the Grand Floridian, where this took place. We would be on campus somewhere, but at one of the other hotels / motel resorts that are there. And then they have a monorail system that travels through, and they've got a beach area.
Mm-hmm.
But in this area, apparently, there was no swimming. I haven't familiarized myself
with
the story.
I have some questions. And again, this is completely from, and I'm not exaggerating here. I just have some questions because I read the article twice because this is a horrifying story, right? As you mentioned.
Absolutely the worst.
And there was a playpen about 20 yards from the water.
Okay.
Where his sister, the toddler.
There's a younger child there.
So his sister was playing in the playpen of this poor kid that lost his life. The parents were there as well. And the two-year-old who passed that was attacked was waiting in the water.
Right.
If there's a playpen 20 yards from that water, I'm going to assume that water's safe.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there.
No, it
and
says
I have
no
idea no
whether
swimming
everywhere.
But I don't know. The one thing I heard on the press conference today is that they said that there were no, there have been no gator nuisance complaints in the history of the park. I think that's what
that
they said.
That is true.
And gator attacks are extraordinarily rare.
They are very, very rare because but nighttime and water, I don't know. You know, apparently this kid was splashing in a foot of water. This kid was not wading, was not swimming. It's just horrifying. But I think Disney, and I think if there was any place where they would monitor
the
wildlife
to control.
Oh,
they're all about controlling everything.
Because
including
it's a top-notch first-class resort, and they make you feel like you're safe.
I heard on Channel 5 this morning there was even a lifeguard on duty at this body of water that doesn't allow swimming, that there was a guy there.
Oh.
The parents were with them, but at a distance, and it must have happened incredibly fast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if a lifeguard doesn't spot it going on, and the parents, I can't imagine they were that far away.
And the detailed account of the father jumping in the water, the mom, the father trying to wrestle his son away from the horrifying.
All right, so, I'm looking at the aerial shot of it now. It's the Seven Seas Lagoon. I think they have some sort of water skiing or maybe boat shows that they do.
And it is adjacent to the Grand Floridian, which is their five-star resort
huge
property.
Their big property. And, you know, you've got the Polynesian Village that's there. You've got all the different resorts. And then you've got the actual park that's right there. And I wish I could widen this out because I want to see whether there's any look, it doesn't matter whether there is direct water access into this lagoon. These animals travel.
Yeah.
And they migrate.
We got to geotag them. Poison them all.
God knows they'll keep out people without tickets.
You know, it's just a, it's yeah, they'll do. Mm-hmm. I am so devastated for tragic. The families here.
It's, you know? I can't. You know, it is. You see, you hear it said a lot, but this is something you literally cannot wrap your head around. It is so horrifying to see the way this
went down. Most stunning part of this story is when I read that officials say they removed 4 alligators from the lagoon.
Whoa.
4 alligators. And I have no...
How do they not know that there's 4?
They're going to be so... First of all, we had one. We've had one in my community down here. It got happy. I'm sitting there playing golf one day, and I look in back at me, and I see the thing do a beeline. They move pretty quick when they want to move.
In the water, especially.
Most of the time, they just lay there. You don't see them. This one was very active because they feed or they want to move to a different location. And I see this guy shoot across. He was probably 5 to 6 feet.
And
that's big for an alligator. And he was the pro tee is in back of where I was teeing off from. And he goes up on the tee. He gets out of the water, does a beeline, goes right up and sits his ass right down on the tee box. It was not 2 days later where I asked about, has anybody seen the gators? Said they got rid of it. They got it out of the community.
They did.
Because
shoot
when
him
they
all
start,
the shoot
no, they
him.
Didn't shoot it. They transport them
they're
to another part
tell
of the
They're not going to tell you they shot it.
I don't think they shot it. I think they trapped it and they got rid of
it. Anytime you see that old Buick pull up.
Do you call, when that situation happens, do you call like the county? Do you call the state or do you call the guy at Gator World to come get him? I mean, who handles
it? I think they probably know who to call. I have never
Joe
had
Dirt.
The experience. Yeah. You could, but they actually remove the gator when it starts to travel because the larger ones are gonna migrate. Did you see the video that 500 people sent me of the giant one on the golf course?
Yes,
that was another Florida gator that's down here. Look, it's a horrible situation.
Does it make you think twice about where your home is located near the?
Oh my God, were you at my kitchen table this morning? We're done. That kid will not see that back of my house.
Like he's not hanging out back there.
He will not be on that bank until he's probably 8 or 9 years old if we are still in this
house. I feel the same way.
Yeah. That is exactly. I mean, I'm sorry. And that was Mama and Dad had no argument for that one because you just don't know. You never know. You can be standing there. Every time when that gator was in the ecosystem down here, I'd do a little peruse if I was going to throw a line in the water. If
sure.
I was walking down by the bank, you still don't know. I mean, the whole thing that they do is camouflage. When you're talking about when did this happen, 9:30 at night, you know, who knows when. You can't see what's going on. There is no, first of all, is there culpability on the part of the park? I don't know yet. And I'm not going to throw the darts at the people at the park. Believe me, I would love to attack Disney, but I'm not going to do that. I'll attack Disney for a lot of things, but I'm going to wait to judge here. And we're not going to attack the parents because I think that you have to have the impression if you are a park visitor and staying at the Grand Effing Floridian that they're not going to have gators coming up to the beach area right across from the hotel. This is a tragedy.
This is how that might be a rube, but I feel like this is the park that in Jaws when they build that gate not to let sharks into that water park.
That's Jaws 4, Mike.
Yes.
Jaws 4, the best job. You know,
they just kept getting better.
If anybody's keeping track of the Oscar, the IMDb Oscar Santana filmography of films that he sits down and watches in there, if you're logging the full movie of you didn't go see that in the theater. Tell me you didn't go see that in the theater.
No, that lives on the HBO.
20
the upper
times HBO.
Yeah, is that the one with Michael Caine, right?
Yeah.
And the shark swims down because, Mike, the shark is, I believe, the plot. He's chasing Detective Brody's wife.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the
chasing
only one.
It.
He's
the only
on the
one...
hunt for some
what?
Oh, my God.
What? Jesus. So
he swims down to Florida, gets into, Wild World.
Yeah.
And is swimming around all the swimming pools because, as you know, sharks love chlorinated water.
So I would think that, because I'm a rube, I think that Disney would have some sort of alligator detection system.
Right.
Or croc detection system. Where
detection. So first of all, as much as they feed at night, and they're saying that's what they think was happening, that the alligator, and it's not a crocodile, the alligator was attracted to the splashing and the noise and was feeding and mistook the kid for prey. And it's horrible. But the thing about gators, and I can offer my own personal experience here, yes, they are, they're dangerous. Yes, they can be elusive and hard to see. but you also usually know when they're there. You usually know when they're around because they attract human beings. When you see a, when you see those little eyes pop out of the water, and in many cases, at least the one before they got out of here, the one we had, you had a good chunk of its body out of the water. So when that thing was cruising across the lake, you could see this. It's not like that they hide during the day. They don't.
They sun themselves.
They sun themselves during the day. So there are a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered about this. It is very, very tragic. For Orlando, for this week, it's just amazing to me. And when something like this happens, you're going to have everybody that's going to jump on board and say, you got to do this, you got to do this. I don't think you can have a natural body of water that's not a swimming pool that is in the state of Florida and completely assure everybody that an alligator, a wild animal in the state of Florida, could not get to that body of water. I have an example. You guys have been to my
house. Of course.
This is not, they call it a lake system. It's not a lake system. It's a ditch. It's basically a glorified canal that goes almost down to nothing and then fills up during the rainy season. But they do travel. I don't know a lot about gators, but I do know one thing about being a parent. And, God almighty, it's just – I said to my wife this morning, it's the first thing she told me this morning about this story that broke, and I said – I just think right now I'm ready for 2016 to be. I'm ready for New Year's Eve right now.
Yeah,
I'm ready for this year to be in our rearview mirror with it just again and again and again we're having these tragedies. What a horrible time it is, man. Trying to keep your head up, trying to be fun, and I'll just talk about my itchy ass and try to get people in there.
We'll keep taking that call from that one caller every Wednesday.
Here it is. This will probably break. How about a food recommendation?
Yeah.
Yay.
For me, okay.
Please.
This is for, I'm a fatty and I
not
love
for
to
long.
Give you the, hopefully not for long. However, I've had a little wobble most recently and I'm not proud of that, for God's sakes.
Hey, wobble. I was,
You know, I went over to Miami to Warby Parker yesterday.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that on my way back, my listeners and you guys are finding this out before Mrs. O'Meara does. I was down over half a pound today, so I was happy about that.
Good. And
I was worried that I would be up over half a pound because yesterday when I was on the road to Miami, I drove into Miami, and of course I turn on the Miami radio stations, and you hear it's fantastic. It's the
tropical,
sounds of Miami.
Yeah,
just gets you
alive.
Go to the eyeglass shop at Warby Parker and meet with the people there. Wonderful, terrific people there. On my way back, and I also passed it on my way in, I drive by the Hard Rock Casino.
Oh.
And I think that's the one where, unfortunately, Anna Nicole bought
like my body.
Yeah. Hey.
Like my body.
But, I can't pick which impression I like better.
Yes, thank you so much. The thing about it is I'm somewhat of a degenerate gambler.
Sure.
And I've been, unfortunately, we've tabled that activity, and it kills
so
me
to
sometimes.
Speak.
So the tables.
The table games.
Gambling. So I drive by, and I'm like, And then I drive on the way back, and I pick up the phone, and I was going to say to Mrs. O'Meara, I said, for my birthday. Ugh. I don't require anything from you. What's up? Just calm down, Oscar. Story ain't over.
Never won.
So I call Miss O'Meara. I said, listen, I don't need a birthday present. How about you just let me have a couple hours in a... Well, she didn't pick up the phone. And I knew that if I went in there and did not let her know...
You have to clear it.
That is activity that has to be cleared. And since she didn't pick up the phone, I cruised on by.
Strength.
I cruised
That's
on
strong.
By. Leaving my addiction behind me. Leaving my horrible, nasty self-hypnosis slot machine
addiction behind
me. Do you
remember what happened last year when you asked for the same thing? You
yes.
got your wish.
And I lost a ton.
And you're picked
yes.
up on a rainy stoop, depressed.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even
yep,
at the
absolutely.
Casino, at the store next to the casino.
I know. I was very depressed. Very, very depressed.
But that's
depressed.
A main
Thank
casino,
you.
And they're legendarily tight.
I
the
know,
Florida
horrible.
Casinos pay out.
Right. Exactly. And if I'd only been able to go in. So I went by, and this is the way my addictive brain works. I'm like, okay, well, you fought that one, patting myself on the back, driving along.
You've earned something?
Yeah, I've earned something. Yes, a treat.
What?
A treat. Thank you. Exactly
because
how my mind breathes. Rob
Tuesday,
knows because he does the same thing.
Tuesday is treat day.
You've suspended your gambling habit. Now it's time for a treat. So I went into the roadside, stopped to, didn't get gas, just went in to get a snack.
Oh, and, yum.
Got a snack and decided it was going to be a long drive. I had about 120 miles left to get home, and so I was going to get more than one. So I got more than one snack, and I wish I could tell you what it is, but we've got to go to break.
Oh, no, Mike, you got to tell us.
Come on.
Double caramel magnum bars. Thank you very much.
The best.
Thank you very much. Double caramel magnum ice cream bars. Yes, they were fantastic. And I was down half a pound today because the rest of my eating all day was fantastic. La, la, la. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, all you ass helpers out there. I truly appreciate it.
Mike, from one gentleman to another.
Yes.
When you cheat, you cheat well.
Yeah,
well
that's done. A great cheat. That's well a done. Fabulous cheat. Yeah, although I'll tell you something, man. I just wish they lasted a little longer.
Sometimes that's operator error.
Yeah, eat them too quickly. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Siri, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob's Buick's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop him a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget the two P's. Who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pick out a message from Y.O.U. Please help Rob with his bag.
Thank you, Siri.
Pretty lady.
Jesus.
730 anyway. Calories, Mike. Not so bad. For two bars.
For two of them?
Yeah.
Oh. Do that again today.
Hey, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Yeah, sure. Hey, everybody. It's Amazon. We love Amazon. Remember to shop Amazon through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. So when you're buying sunscreen, lounge chairs, hammocks, beach balls, even a boat. It's Amazon time, baby. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. It's that easy. Then shop like you normally would. That's simple. Now relax because it's summer time, everybody. There we go. Thanks. Thank you. That's it. Boy, now there's something playing in the background. Okay, I totally screwed up the board work with that. Let me just close this.
Double this. Caramel magnums.
That's right.
That's exactly what did it.
Are the buttons sticky?
Yeah. Let me just say to my Mac, my computer, for just a second here, okay? I don't care about the NBA Finals! Thank you. Just sort of automatically tells me what I want to hear. That's not true. What I want to hear, uninterrupted, is my news sounder.
News.
News.
Jesus.
News.
Apple, thinking for you.
Hi, Apple. Hey, Apple.
Jesus. Now play this because you want to hear it. No, I don't. Shut up. Anyway, sorry. I apologize. Very angry at one person. Charlie Sheen is endorsing, I can't believe this, a new brand of condoms.
Hey!
They are called Lilo or Lalo Hex. He's got a promo clip that we're going to play for you right now. This is Charlie Sheen. Yes, that's right. He's the guy you want selling your condoms.
Of course. Mike, here it is. This is a Charles Sheen.
I don't know why it hasn't happened, but the condom has not changed for 70 years until right now. I sincerely believe I can truly support Lilo Hex and influence the use of them through my experiences, through my life. There's an odd combination now. You know, people still want to be like me or experience my life, but there's a little detail that they want no part of, so they can avoid that by using this.
Did you watch the video?
The little detail, AIDS.
Well, that's the little detail.
Wasn't that lovely?
Did you watch the video of him?
Because I did not.
He has turned a corner. He has looked gray and bad and, you know, partied out before. He's starting to look actually aged. He's got a craggier face, And right. I think we're closer to the end than the beginning now. With
oh, my God. That's yeah. horrible. Yeah. That is really horrible. So there he is. That's Charlie. Thank you. Moving right along, Richard Simmons hit up Facebook yesterday to deny that he's becoming a woman. But more importantly, to give his support to the LGBT community. He said, quote, "Some tabloids have recently falsely reported that I am transitioning. In response, I feel compelled to set the record straight and refute these lies. Although I am not transitioning, I have and always will be supportive of those who are going through their journey, as we are on this show.
Sure.
We should not lose focus on showing love, strength, and compassion to all of the LGBT community during these tragic times. My broken heart and healing thoughts are with the people of Orlando and all other victims of prejudice, bigotry, and hate." So that's, you know what, if you're going to deny something that's in the tabloids that's wrong, I can't think of a better way to do it, Richard Simmons. So I'm all for you. And by the way, probably my favorite guest on David Letterman all time. When Richard Simmons would
Great
go
guy.
On David Letterman, it was the most fun.
A lot of fun.
Just incredible dynamic with those two. I absolutely love that. So, you know, fine. I'm glad he made the statement he mm-hmm. did. Good way to do it and show love to the LGBT community also. Someone broke into Kevin Hart's house in Tarzana, California over the weekend and stole $500,000 worth of stuff.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
What's the most surprising thing. Maybe that Kevin Hart already has $500,000 worth of stuff.
Mike, his house is actually built by Mattel and has a working elevator.
They included jewelry, watches, and clothes. He and his family were away at the time. Kevin called police when he got back on Monday. The thieves pried open a back door to get in. What's interesting is that he lives in a private neighborhood behind two security gates. That's scary.
Wow.
Kevin had surveillance cameras inside and outside the house, and police are looking through the footage now. That's an awful lot of security to have people just
inside
get right
job.
Through there.
Mm-hmm. I'll be an inside right
job.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an inside job, perhaps. There's a hearing on Friday to determine if Amber Heard gets a restraining order against Johnny Depp. And during that hearing, the judge was also going to decide on Amber's request for $50,000 a month in spousal support. But yesterday she withdrew that request. She said Johnny's people were trying to make it seem like her attempt to get the restraining order was financially motivated. And she said the support was being, quote, used against me to distract and divert the public away from the very serious, real issue of domestic violence. This is probably the nastiest Hollywood divorce that's come down in a long, long time.
And also,
very, very nasty.
They are both playing it so smart and dirty, both sides.
Really yeah. dirty.
I think it's going to get even worse before it gets better.
You know, every day I read something different, and it always seems to be going back and forth like a tennis match, where mm-hmm. they'll release something like text message, and you go, oh, my God, you know, Johnny's at fault. And then they'll release something else. Say, well, maybe he's not at fault. It's just a... It's pretty scary, scary stuff, and that's what happens when it goes public. If there is real domestic abuse, I think it has to come to light. And,
of course.
You know, more power to her if she is doing that. If, on the other hand, as some people have said, this is somebody who's just out for the buck, you know, that's horrible, too. We'll have to see how the chips fall.
Hopefully the truth will out, and the real villain will, you know, rear its head.
The Bloomin' Onion. At Outback Steakhouse, we all know the Bloomin' Onion, one of the most unhealthy foods in the country. Basically, an entire onion dipped in batter and fried for you to eat.
Some serious margins, Mike.
What they have figured out, Mike, is a way to get more calories than the onion ring by having more surface area.
More surface area, and and the breading gets down, and the oil coagulates down. It's really just a giant onion-flavored heart bomb.
No
yes.
way.
And is. Don't forget, Mike, there's the mayonnaise-based dipping sauce. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you're not getting enough fat and oil. You
right.
want to dip it into another bunch of
so
fat
hungry.
And oil. So you would think Outback would kind of be, yeah, enjoy. We know it's bad for you, but
right.
hey, it's a guilty pleasure. Nope, Outback is doubling down. Would you like to know how this is working?
Oh, no.
They are about to roll out a new limited edition Bloomin' Onion, I am not lying here, that has bacon cheese fries and ranch dressing on top of it. Jesus.
Wow.
The they'll be on sale starting next Tuesday. My question is,
we
do
go.
We have an Outback anywhere near our studio
I'll
in
look
Washington,
right
D.C.? For next Tuesday, if they're selling this thing, we got to bring it into the studio.
Yes.
And
we'll
just
do
have
the
a few
Outback
bites.
To go, Mike.
Yes, the whole thing will be roughly 2,360 calories. So even if you split it five ways, that is almost 500 calories per person for an appetizer. What were my two ice cream bars?
780, around 800 calories, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, something around
that's
there.
That's very bad what I ate yesterday.
You cannot have bacon. You cannot have ranch
bacon
dressing.
Bacon fries, bacon cheese fries on top of a blooming onion. God, please.
4 miles away in Arlington, we can get it done. We can get it done during the show.
Get an intern over there next Tuesday. We'll see what happens. And now a little something, something. Speaking of Arlington, that's a great segue, Oscar. Three people in Arlington, Virginia, ordered an Uber around 2:20 a.m. on Sunday. A car pulled up a few minutes later, and they assumed it was theirs, but it definitely wasn't. And they probably should have figured that out when they saw that the driver was drunk and naked. He was a 64-year-old guy named Michael Monroe, and he was very confused why some strangers were suddenly trying to get into his car. So the drunk, naked man grabbed his hatchet and started swinging it at them.
Naturally.
Fortunately, they were able to get away without anybody getting hurt, and Michael was arrested for DUI and disorderly conduct. There is no word on why he was naked or had a hatchet in his car. To find out, you would simply have to ask Arlington, Virginia resident Todd Moore. By the way, Todd and his friend Oscar Santana have been known to participate in naked hatchet fights, but there are never any real hatchets involved in those fights. That's
it's figurative, right?
Terribly sorry. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
There is no question. I'm yelling at you. That's right. Now that I'm out of the race, I have lots of time to spend at the shore. I even have a new nickname, Son Bernie. And I love the Mike O'Mara Show. Feel the funny every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Thank you. Thank you, Bernie. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blank Label. Made to order makes better clothing. That's the philosophy at Blank Label. Custom quality clothing and exceptional service. Blank Label works with you one-on-one, like they worked with our man Oscar Santana, to guide him through fitting, styling, and all things menswear. You are a fan of this particular location.
Absolutely. They've got the best materials to make you a perfect shirt or suit. Again, they've got them in D.C. and Boston. You can get them online as well. It's super easy. The quality is fantastic.
Beautiful stuff.
If it's a shirt, pants, polos, outerwear, suits, formal wear, Blank Label will create the best clothes you have ever had because they're based on you. Makes sense. Why would you do it any other way? It's a great way to get clothes that fit you and only you. Visit them in Washington, D.C., Boston, or at blanklabel.com, your destination for a perfect fit. Act now. 10 people that sign up this week will be chosen to win a complimentary shirt with no additional purchase necessary. blanklabel.com/Washington, D.C., because made-to-order makes better clothing. Tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Without further ado, let's open the audio vault for Wednesday, June 15. Sometimes when I read that date, I realize I am ever closer to cutting time. Rob, what do you have for us today?
You mentioned Charlie Sheen. I want to do a quick follow-up. He was interviewed on Extra last night. I guess he's hot now that he's doing these new condom spots. And they asked him about how he's doing with his AIDS treatment. He's on a new experimental HIV drug.
I feel great. I was invited to take part in an FDA trial study for a new drug called Pro 140 with a company called Cytodyn that I'm not aligned with. I'm just I'm a test subject. I'm one of the guinea pigs, and I just finished week 8, and as opposed to a daily cocktail of a combination of different pills that have a lot of nasty side effects, this is one shot every week. I seriously believe this is the future of treatment for HIV.
I know he has a checkered past, but I don't think there's anyone who wishes him ill. I hope this actually is a step forward.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can, now that he's promoting condoms, he can also promote this new treatment.
Are those condoms lead-lined?
No, I read about them this morning, Oscar. Their big thing is that they are made of a hexagonal pattern.
And, catches more.
I don't know exactly.
Oh God! Oh God!
And we're talking about disease.
So yeah, he was talking about disease, Mike. But apparently, they feel better because the hexagon is the shape of nature, like a beehive.
Okay.
I'm not buying it either.
Yeah, try hexagon. Putting winning. It in a beehive.
Mike, you mentioned this yesterday when you were dissatisfied with the new Heart single. So for your comparison, I put this together. Look back to the song Barracuda. I guess mid 1970s.
Okay.
Barracuda.
And the song they just put out, Beautiful Broken.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I can't believe you didn't catch that yesterday.
You absolutely called it, Mike.
It's so obvious. That is that's
and just for fun, both at the same time.
That is so funny. God. Good luck to them. Well, really, come on, man. I mean, really, she's a virtuoso.
Oh, I know.
She's a total diva. I saw her in Las Vegas live. She was phenomenal. And that's what you get?
You
come get, on,
Mike,
please.
You get Beautiful Broken.
Ooh, Beautiful Broken.
Yeah.
Maybe... Stop that.
Do you hear that? Do you hear what she does when she goes into that? And you hear...
Oh, and she can still do it. Yeah.
She still has the voice. How many people... The one thing about this, and I don't think there are any potions or magic formulas, a lot of these artists, Sting comes to mind, preserve their instruments.
Stevie.
You know,
Stevie Wonder sounds exactly the same as he
Stevie
did.
Stevie Wonder's a
50 years ago.
Freak of nature that he's able to do that. I just think that I wish there was better material being written for
My
him.
My
really
hope
do.
Is this, is that they release that single first because it's the gimmick single. Because right. It sounds like Barracuda. So right. Maybe the rest of the album is good. We shall see. Speaking of music, we lost yesterday. Paul McCartney and Wings has had a lot of people go in and out, in and out.
Who had Wednesday? Who had Wednesday?
Wednesday
right
it
now,
is.
Did you have Thursday?
His name was Henry McCulloch, and he played this guitar solo on the song My Love. But the thing is they went into the studio. He improvised it. Paul just said, play something. And... not that kind of improv, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I need a location and a relationship.
Thank you.
But anyway.
We'll be at the D.C. Improv.
He was 72.
Always remember the 5th of November.
That's right, Mike. It's our new show, Shenanigans. That's and right. Anyway.
Who was that? Was that
Henry
like
McCulloch.
A 7th backup musician for Paul?
No, he was a lead guitarist in Wings for a while. But but it's an amazing guitar solo.
Have you ever heard of him?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
No, you have. I know that.
Well, then why
You know
ask?
What? I'm going to start keeping track. I'm going to bring in Buddy Rich's third trumpet player when he buys the farm. That's
what do you have, a time machine?
They're not all dead, pal. He had young musicians with his
and he
band.
Yelled at them all. Speaking of music, have you been watching at all Carpool Karaoke? It's maybe the one thing about the James Corden Late Show
I
that's
do not
catching
watch
on.
The James Corden it's, program, but I've certainly heard about
Mike,
Carpool Karaoke.
Even us, the guys that we hate, hack guys that are doing the same thing over and over and over again, this rules.
This
it
is a neat gimmick.
Great concept.
I think it's been a staple of modern movie making, and I'll check it out.
Can you explain just for people listening?
What it is James Corden gets in a car with a musician, and they drive around Los Angeles, and I read a little bit about it. Apparently, he really is driving, and it's not any sort of special effects. The music is being recorded live. They have all the little cameras in the car. There's a procession of six cars because it's, you know, technical wizardry. But what you see is what
you get.
So you
do it live?
No, it's filmed and then taped and done as a piece.
Oh, okay. All
but right. They do drive around. I think the most incredible one was Stevie Wonder, but he's done Adele.
See, I like Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani was very good. Gwen,
and they're singing the songs. And of course.
Let me ask this question. Yes. This is for TV viewership. Do you guys watch this when it comes on?
No.
Or do you always
watch it
when,
online.
No, it's always
online.
A viral
it's
thing.
Online, yeah.
The most recent
most of
one,
my late night TV I watch online now.
The most recent one is Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I won't spoil it for you, but it does end up in a wrestling match in someone's front yard. So check it out. But they interviewed Nick Jonas about it from the Jonas Brothers, and he said one of the problems is it's really hot.
You know, because they're recording sound, they can't have the AC on. And at that point in the year, which was like a month and a half ago, it's really hot in LA. And I'm just sweating in the car. But the other part of it is that it is one of the most fun shows I've done ever. It's great to see people you admire, that you like their music, whatever, up there kind of making a fool of themselves, having fun. He says before you start shooting too, he's like, don't try to sing like, you know, funny. He's like, really go for it.
This is also a thing, is that James Corden is so clearly enjoying it.
What a beautiful
it.
Direction, though. Don't try to sing funny. That's what makes it special. That's
and
right.
He is, James Corden, he I think sometimes looks like an ass kiss when he's interviewing people on his show, but when he's singing with them, he's having so much fun.
And he
I
knows
think it's
the
really
songs,
contagious.
Mike.
Yeah.
Even with Gwen Stefani, she has one of her songs where it breaks down almost into a rap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
By the way, if any of our listeners ever wonder how I value my compatriots and we all bust each other's chops, I literally will be finishing the show and going to a computer to watch this now, because you guys are both rarely do you both get on the same page of enthusiasm with this, so I look forward to it.
I think it's
it.
The only valid thing he's done.
And the only reason I really respect the bit is because James does his homework.
Yeah.
He really knows
this
what
he's good
singing.
At. That's if he great. Could learn how to tell a joke and ask a question, all the better. But he loves to sing. Let's close real quick. We didn't get to much tape today. Seth Meyers, an amazing survey about gamers. I know we have a lot of gamers that listen to the show.
A recent study found that 67% of gamers will miss sleep in order to keep playing video games.
True.
They would even miss sex if that were an option.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Classic Seth on that one. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, we're going to do it tomorrow. Send it along. Rob loves to get them at the last minute.
Yeah, after 6 p.m. if you can.
That's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Are we still doing the survey, or do we have something up?
No more survey, Mike.
That's it. Just listen to the show.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody down in Ocean City for really supporting us down there on 97.1 The Wave,
Hi,
your
Steve.
Beach station. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you, Rob.
One last Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
I know he's expecting me to say, "F you, pony." Not going to do it. Too classy.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.